Our guest today, Sue Bertini, was struck by lightning and had an extraordinary near-death experience. Her life was saved by what she calls an angelic voice. Her future totally changed after this remarkable event, and now she encourages audiences everywhere to discover their own awareness of the personal messages they may receive on a daily basis. She is a transition life coach and motivational speaker who completely reinvented her life after close encounters with the angelic realm. And we're happy to have Sue on our program today, and we're going to talk about her near-death experiences and other things. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Wynn. Great to be back.
Yeah. What part of the country do you live in now?
I live in Virginia. I'm just about an hour and a half south of D.C.
I see. And you have a thing with horses, don't you?
I do.
Briefly, what is that thing?
Well, that thing is love. That's the first thing. I didn't really get involved with horses until I was 60 and took my first riding lesson at 60 and got my first horse at 65. And one of the things that I have learned through some extraordinary people who are doctors, meaning psychologists and psychiatrists, who breed horses in Texas, and they've written a phenomenal book called Horse Sense in the Human Heart. And what they have done with that, their last name is McCormick, three doctors, family, and they have found over the years and through their Hispanic background from Spain that horses have a heart that's five times the size of a human's. And that means that their intuition level is five times the size of ours. So I have five horses here, four adults and one youngster, and I use those four adults in the empowerment work that I do here at the ranch, and they will gather in our arena outside, and I'll have a client go in, and that client, through their brain, meaning their thought process, communicates with one of the horses to come up to them and be their partner in a healing experience. And 100% of the time, that horse that they thought of is the one that comes up to them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very unique. It's wonderful. That's why there are so many great programs out there now called Healing with Horses, Heroes with Horses. Horses are wonderful, sensitive, special human, not human beings, listen to me, I'm just about there with them, but they are special beings, and I love every minute I have with them. I'm sitting here looking out at them now, and they're wonderful. That's just all I can say. I've just loved every minute that I've spent with them.
Well, there's a lot of intuition, a lot of metaphysical stuff going on between humans and horses, if you're in the right place, the right time, with the right thoughts.
Right, and they communicate with each other through pictures. So they telepathically tell each other. Now, we can watch them out there, our horses, because the Virginia grass is so rich this time of the year. It can make them very sick if they eat too much of it. So we have what's known as muzzles that we put on them. They're called grazing muzzles. And so if I'm watching them this morning, we have two male horses, geldings, that are like brothers. And they will go out. They're very good. They go outside, and they have those muzzles on. But 2 minutes later, once they're out in that pasture, they're romping with each other, trying to take their muzzles off. You take mine off, I'll take yours off. So they telepathically tell each other through pictures what needs to be done. And that's how they communicate when they're in the wild and there is something of danger close by, is that this heightened sense that they feel with their intuition, they now communicate with pictures to each other.
Well, the thrust of this program was not on horses, but I thought that it was interesting to talk about. Do you do horse work at your farm? Can people come there to work with you, or what?
Yes, yes. I've done a lot of it in Florida. I'm now starting to do it again in Virginia. And I usually hold a class of anywhere between 5 and 8 folks that come out, and they have decided that they want to make some major changes in their lives, and they've not been able to do it by themselves. So we have had several veterans with PTSD, and the horses have been phenomenally helpful to them. It feels as though that individual has what is known as a partner in their journey. And it's a partner that does not cause them any pain, that is there for them, totally supportive, and is totally non-judgmental. So I don't have any programs coming up right now, but I will probably after the summer. We don't do much of anything in the summer because folks are vacationing.
Well, do they go to your website to find out about your horse work?
Yes, they do. They can go to www.suepagini.com, and that talks about all of the work that I do. There's only a little bit of the horse work in there because that's much more about the workshops, seminars, empowerment, one-on-one work that I do. If they go to www.livin.com, you will see the work that my husband and I do there, and that's much more horse-related.
I got it. Okay, so I've been at this interviewing people like yourselves for over 17 years, and I've done about 900 shows so far, and one of the things that I really like to talk to people about is people who have experience with near-death experiences, and I know a lot about the different kinds of near-death experiences, but I want you to tell the audience today about your experience.
Okay, I would love to, and I will add a little bit of scientific data to that at the end of my spiel. In 1982, I was climbing Indian caves in Arizona, in the southern part of Arizona, and my husband at the time and I were climbing up into this cave, and as we came out, there was a torrential rainstorm. And Arizona, it's very arid, so that when it rains in August, and it hasn't rained all summer, when it rains in August, it becomes slippery like glass, the rain and the water. So we had gone up a steep hill. He ran back out and went down to the bottom of the hill in order to get the motorcycle started, which is how we got up there. And he said to me, make your way down, be careful, it's going to be very slippery. With that, I started to go out, and I could not get my footing. So I ended up on my bottom, scooching down, and then I looked up and I saw a pole that was there on a fence that separated the military reservation that we were on from the state of Arizona. And I put my hand up on that fence post, pulled myself up so that I could make my way down, and the minute I hit the top of the fence post, the lightning came in and conducted through me.
Let me break right here. You were coming down in a rainstorm, and you touched a pole that lightning hit at that time. Is that right?
That's right.
Do you think that that was not just a coincidence, but you got hit by the lightning for another reason?
Now I do. This many years later, and I'll tell you why. The second half to this story is that I had a near-death experience, my second one, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I now realize that when I look back on these two near-death experiences, because they were both light-oriented and they both hit the nervous system, that these were definitely not coincidences. These were planned events. You can call them awakenings. And what you do with an awakening is totally up to you. But these were definitely awakenings for me. They were light awakenings. So, yes, I do not believe that these were coincidences.
Where do you think that comes from? Got any idea?
Well, do you want my personal opinion on this? Or
personal.
Or do you, me to soft shoe it. Let me tell you what I think. I feel on a spiritual basis, now this is not a religious orientation, but on a spiritual basis, our spirit and or soul, whatever we want to call it, we make a pact, that soul, Sue's soul, makes a pact with the universe that says, I will do this, 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 when I come in on this next lifetime. So therefore you have to be willing to believe that you have more than one lifetime and reincarnation is possible. And I always have. So I made, evidently, a obligation, a connection, a contract to go through these physical experiences in order for my body to carry more light. And the second incident, which was 2 years ago this, no, 2 years ago in May, I had a brain aneurysm. And I'm sitting here in my office and I'm looking out across the front pasture, and I was doing exactly the same thing I'm doing now, which was having a radio interview. And coming across that field was a ball of light. And I looked at it as I'm talking to this woman, and I thought, wow, that's weird. What is that? And the next thing I know, it's inside of me, and I'm on the floor. So it was a very rare brain aneurysm in that I'm one of 15 people in the last 25 years in the world that has come through this experience. I will say that I'm on year two of the aneurysm, and it has not been an easy recuperation time. Much better now, but it was a challenge. So I think we make a contract. I think we sign on the dotted line and say, I volunteer for whatever the universe needs, and I'm here to do that. And if I look at both of those experiences, both of them had to do with the nervous system. I have had my nervous system, my physical body, looked at by a double PhD MD out of Boston who is a medical intuitive by the name of Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz. And she did a reading for me over the phone, and we went through everything. All of this looks good, your bones, your everything else looks good. But she said, I have to ask you, do you have any kind of neurological problems in your family? And I said, no. And she said, it looks like you put your finger in a light socket. So this was 15 years after I had been struck. And I told her what had happened. She was all excited because she hadn't seen this energetically before. And she said, you must realize that you have to find a way to use that new energy or vibration that is in your body. And I said, how? She said, do hands-on healing work. So I got certified in that, did that work for a while. That really wasn't, it didn't feel quite right. It was fine for a while. But what I've learned now is very much what you have learned, I think, and that is when we go through certain experiences in our lives, we take that information, that education, and our job is to share it with others.
Right.
So that's what I feel these two near-death experiences have been, and that is I am to share the information that I have gleaned over the many years, and that kind of comes to you in what I call a download. And they're really like intuitive hits. And my job is to put those intuitive hits, as I'm sure you've had, into books, into the written form, and then take those out and help other people by giving seminars and talks and motivational speeches and things like that in order to help them not to have to go through what I've gone through.
Right. So I want to go back and pick up on something that you said, and you talked about reincarnation of the soul, and I know that a lot of people that are listening today think, well, that's just hooey, but I'm here to tell you that a lot of people who are listening to our program today are of the Christian faith, and believe the Bible. And for those people, I just want to say that in Matthew, Jesus Christ said that John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah the prophet. Now, you can't get any better person to listen to than that. And so I also now believe in reincarnation of the soul. So what you were talking about, for me, is the truth. And I would just like to think that people would use your example and my example to research this, to find out, because our soul is a lot more than what we think it is, if we think about it at all.
Well, we have to ask ourselves. I'll take this back. I didn't know what the word... Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard it click off for a second. I didn't know what the word reincarnation was until I was a senior in high school, and there was a list of words up on the board that we were to write our senior papers on. And we were to go to what they called the great books of the world, which was all of the philosophers from the beginning of time, Plato, Socrates, etc. So I looked up at that word, and it kind of jumped out at me, and I said, I'll take that word. And she said, okay, Sue, you run with that. And I took it, and I did, it was 2 weeks of exhaustive research. Every single one of the philosophers talked about reincarnation, every one of them. And I then believed from there on. And if you've done any work or any reading on My House Has Many Mansions, name escapes me, but he's a psychiatrist, MD, from Miami. And he had patients who ended up talking about their former lives, their reincarnated lives, and he had no idea what he was getting into. But he has become a master at understanding what these people have gone through, and their job was to teach him about reincarnation and how there's no way that any of us could learn everything we needed to learn in one lifetime. How can the soul do that?
Yeah, very difficult.
Very difficult. I mean, we look at what we go through, not go through. Mm-mm. We look at how we live each day, what we learn each day, what becomes part of us each day, and there's just no way for us to do that in a one-lifetime opportunity. So it is very important that we understand that we are here to make a difference. We are here to have great joy. And when we're making that difference, it helps other people connect to us, and they also then learn to make a difference. So it's this widespread tentacles that when you take a pebble and throw it across the water and you see all the ripples, everything that you do as an individual, every step you take causes the ripples. And may they all be in a positive, loving way.
Well, in my lifetime, I have come to know that our Creator has created a purpose for each of us, all 7-8 billion, however many there are out there, and that if we can somehow or the other determine what that purpose is and pursue it, our life will be totally different than if we don't. And that forms the basis, part of the basis for my work that I've done with addiction over all these years. Find your purpose, pursue it, and your life will change. And if you want to get a copy of my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, on Amazon, you can find out about the specifics of that. But the soul is learning life's lessons as we go along in our life. And if you can find out what it is that you're here to do, and it almost always has a direct relationship to somehow or the other serving other people in some manner, then your existence on this planet is going to be totally different. And your book, Expect the Extraordinary, angelic messages, spiritual encounters, and the soul of the sky is a great book to learn more about that. Our guest today, Sue Begany, is talking about her work. And so, Sue, where would you like to go now with this interview?
Well, I just would love for your audience to know that we are each responsible for how our lives turn out, regardless of what our story may be, which is, I grew up, I had these issues as a child, I had these issues in my marriage or school or whatever. We all have issues that we have to address and get through and then live lives of prosperous going forward. And I don't mean that necessarily in the terms of money, but I mean it in the terms of happiness. So when I speak in front of groups or I talk to one-day seminars, the thing that I would like to leave, the quote that I would like to leave all of my audiences is this quote. And it's, when we get to the other side and we make that transition, then we will be asked two questions. The first question is, did you make a difference? And the second question is, did you have joy? So if we only follow those two guidelines, and they are so intertwined, because when you make a difference, you're always in joy. You know, it's what we do every day when you and I try to spread our messages to whoever we're talking to. And it's just so important that we help others understand that they can be all they can be regardless of what their background or prior history may have been.
It's interesting to learn that real joy comes from filling your day with something that you're passionate about that you would be willing to do even if they didn't pay you.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You got to make money to live, but you don't have to make money your priority in life.
Right. It's not all about the money. If you do what you love, the money will follow. So I'm a strong believer in keeping my nose to the grindstone, so to speak, because I'm writing all these workbooks and these programs for these seminars I'm giving. And every time I go, oh, man, I can't believe I got to write another one, then I go, ah, yeah, but the end result is so great, and the purpose for this is so great, so therefore I'm happy to do it. And it helps me become, when we take on one of these new challenges, any new challenge of trying something new, it gets me deeper and deeper, and you and the audience deeper and deeper into who we really are. So it peels away the onion of being comfortable, and it peels away the concept of status quo, and it helps us be all we can be. And that truly, truly is the ultimate in happiness. And you're right, it's all about following your passion.
Is this one of your messages, that your best years are ahead of you with fearless living at 50, 60, and even 70? It's never too late to discover your passion and life purpose?
That is definitely mine, yes.
I know it's yours because I read it off your media sheet.
Yes, that is definitely mine, because here's what I've learned, Wynn, that's kind of, I was thinking about it the other day when I was doing some of this work, and it was, boy, if I look back on the past 20 or 30 years at least, every 10 years I'm finding I'm reinventing myself. It may have hoisted on me. It may have come from the outside, and I had to reinvent myself because of something, the challenge that was going on around me. Or it may have been something that I found I wanted to do and loved and so on and so forth. And that is really, by the way, that really is how the soul grows, is by coming to you and tapping on your shoulder and saying, hey, I'm bored. I'm bored. You are the physical embodiment of me, your soul, so let's get on with learning something new. Let's go do some new challenge, something you've always wanted to do. In my book, I talk about this extraordinary nurse who is a nurse of palliative care with senior citizens who could be dying within the next few months. And to a person, when she interviewed them or talked to them, she didn't really interview them, she just chatted with them, and she asked them if they had one regret. And every one of them, and I think there were 100 of them at least, said, to a person, I wish I had taken more chances.
Yeah.
And I think that I am over 70. I'm 74. And I'm on two new ventures right now. And I feel that it keeps me very, not very young, I won't say that. It keeps me very enthused about life. Every day I get up and I'm excited. And the other part of my book talks about the concept of epigenetics. And epigenetics is about the biology of your cell. And if you are doing the work that you're passionate about, as you are, every time you have these thoughts that you're creating and for your work or just thinking about it, that thought, the vibration of that thought goes into your cell membrane and it's positive. It coats that cell in positivity. And then that replicates. It reproduces itself on an ongoing basis, and that helps the body heal and helps it stay young. And Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's a cell biologist, well-known now, but I've been following his work for the last 12 or 15 years, but he is very much, and has done an extraordinary amount of scientific research about how we can heal ourselves. And it is about not getting lost in the pain of whatever emotional, physical is there, but what can I do going forward? How can I live my life so that there's passion and excitement in it? And pretty soon what happens is that the body starts to relax because now it's doing something that is positive and upbeat. It's not worried all the time. Anyway, that's another whole conversation.
Yeah.
But that's, epigenetics is a wonderful concept. Wonderful concept.
Sue, I'm going to have to title your message today, your program for my podcast. What do you think would be the best title for what you want to talk about? It doesn't have to be the title book.
Interestingly enough, a young man came to me and said, I'd like to do a trailer for your book. And I went, okay, and he was charging next to nothing. I said, sure, let's give it a try. Well, he came back with two great trailers. And he titled it and summed it up. And he said, this is what I took from it. You don't have to die to lead an extraordinary life. And I thought, wow, he really summed it up. And so I'm using that quote from him going forward in the work that I'm doing for speaking engagements. So if that's of interest to you, that might work.
You don't have to die to lead an extraordinary
life.
Extraordinary life. I'm writing that down. You'll see it on my podcast nearby this afternoon, probably.
Okay, wonderful.
Here's another thing that I saw on your media sheet. Learn the 10 sacred insights of connecting to your personal wisdom. You may not have enough time to talk about all 10 of those, but give me the basis of what we're talking about here.
Okay, so I was talking earlier about intuitive hits. So this is one of the most prolific intuitive hits that I have received, and I jumped out of the shower and wrote it down, because water is always a great connector for intuitive hits. So these insights, and I'm just going to read them quickly. There are 10 of them, and one is connection. Believe that you are part of the world, physical and non-physical. Compassion. When you love and have compassion for yourself, you can then love and honor others. Creation. What is your purpose in this last lifetime? Find your passion. Communication. Where is your voice? This particularly is for women. We have more problems with our thyroids our thyroid glands than anyone else. Women really do not speak their deepest thoughts. Change. We have to embrace change. We are like nature, and the leaves come and go, and we must discard the old, which means your past, and start heading to the new. Choices. You always have choices. You may not like some of them, but you always have a choice. Charity. Find someone to take care of. Do something so that you make a difference in someone else's life. Courage. Have the courage to stand on your own 2 feet and be all of who you can be. Challenge. Yes, there will always be challenges in life. And in order to learn a new skill or a new life direction, it's always about overcoming fear. And fear is only about the future. It's never about the present. Celebration. Celebrate life, love life, love life, love life. It is a gift.
So these 10 insights, are they written down like that in the book?
Yes. And they're more extensive in the book. So there's more explanation on all 10.
I got it. So everybody will have to go get a copy of Sue's book, because that's some really powerful things that you can work with on a daily basis that will improve your life. And
I just want to mention something here. I'm on Amazon and all of the other book-related sites, but you can get this book in color, because the photographs are all in color, for $12 on my website, plus shipping. And Amazon is not excited about me trying to sell the book for less than $16.95, so we've had an ongoing conversation about that. But you can get it from me autographed here from my offices on www.suepagini.com, and it's on the shopping page. So I am happy to ship it out from here, autographed to whomever, and they can have it as a color version, edition, that is certainly much prettier than a black and white.
Absolutely. Well, then, since you said that, I will tell the audience that my book, Freedom from Addiction 3, which is only slightly different from Freedom from Addiction 2, I've reduced the price from $20 to $12 so that more people on the planet can find out how to deal with this terrible problem of addiction. And like you say, nobody likes to cut the price, but if price isn't your object in what you're doing, then it doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, it really, really, really doesn't, and that's been my ongoing conversation with Amazon. We're going back and forth. But at any rate, no, I'm much more, and I give these books away free, too, on some special promotions when I'm speaking or whatever, but it's not, you know, it's not the amount of money that we're charging for the book. It's the information that we want people to have so that they know, so that you and I are both saying somewhat of the same thing, and that is that you are never alone in making these decisions, and that's what Expect the Extraordinary is about. You are never alone. Know that you have a non-physical partner in the angelic realm, in the universe, that will stand by you. And when you read the book, you'll understand that it's my stories, because I've had several different interactions, and that of two other people, two men, who have also had near-death experiences, and their stories are equally as exciting. One is a monk, a Christian monk, and has a wonderful story to tell about what he received as information and the visions that he saw. And then I have the story of a special operator, an Air Force pararescueman who was skydiving, and someone else ran into his parachute and he dropped 3,000 feet to the ground. So these are exciting stories. And each one of these folks connected to their source, whoever that source may be for them, and they were told what they needed to do. So I just want people to know that they're never alone in making difficult decisions in life.
You're absolutely right, and there's so much out there that's metaphysical, meaning going beyond the physical of the five senses, that you can try to learn about, and You can do it in a number of different ways. One of the ways you can do it is get a copy of Sue's book, Expect the Extraordinary. Hey, this has been a lot of fun talking with you today, and I was just thinking, is there anything else that I've missed that you'd like to tell our audience about before we quit?
I think that one of the main tenets of the work that I do is about, it's called fearless living. And all that means is that be willing to take a chance on something new. I don't care if it's a different direction that you take to the food store or to the office. Regardless of what your age is, take a chance on starting, looking at, take a course, do anything you want to do. I met a woman the other day, I do workshops here in Virginia, and there's a woman that came who was 65, and she has traveled back and forth across the country from California to the East Coast 10 times alone by car. And I was just aghast at that. I thought that was the greatest thing I'd ever heard, that she took those chances to travel across country, live fearlessly, and do her own thing because she wanted to do it. And so that would be an important factor for starting something new, for trying to leave addiction behind, for living a life that gives you great excitement and joy, and that is try to do something that is fearful every single day.
So do you see a correlation between fear and love?
Well, yes, and here's what I see, because I'm going to talk about the individual and not what's outside of the individual. If we are lacking in enough self-love, we have fear of a great deal. We have fear of the environment around us. We have fear of the outcomes of things. We may fear that there's not enough money, not enough love, not enough security. If we have confidence and love of ourselves, which means the only way we got there was to tackle challenges along the way. I have a quote here that pretty much sums this up that I'm using for one of my courses, and I just want to read this to you because this really sums up how we become empowered to live the life that we want to live. This is not about, your audience needs to understand, this is not about anyone else. This is, we are not a posse at the hip with our parents, our spouses, our children, our bosses. It is only about us, ourselves. And so this is a quote from Dr. Jim Lohr. He's a New York Times bestselling author, The Power of Full Engagement. And he says, a person's character is at the core of one's ability to do extraordinary things. The stronger a person is as a human being, the more he or she is able to handle the forces of life. You develop an inner kind of strength. It translates into your ability to execute your dreams, which really sums up what you and I are trying to do. And the reason that that's important is that when you come upon a challenge, and it may be an addiction, and I know very little about that, so I'm not going to speak to that. But having been a person who overate as a teenager and weighed 150 pounds more than I do now, I know what that's like to be stuck in that spiral. But if we meet those challenges head on and take them on, we have to deeply want to make a change. And when we do, every single time we do that is one more nickel in the jukebox that helps us play the song we want to play for our lives. And I would love for your audience to know that it is all possible. It's always possible.
Yeah, you know, when people ask me, how do I find my purpose in life? I tell them, through prayer and meditation. First you pray, if I had no limitations, because truly you don't, except for the ones you put on yourself. Not limited by money, education, any of that stuff. And if I didn't care what anybody else thought, not my parents, my children, my business associates, what would I do with my life from here on out that would make the greatest difference in helping the world and the people in it? And so that's something that you can think about and pray and meditate, get in a quiet place and wait for the answer, and it'll come. And that'll be a life-changing type, informative help for you for the rest of your life. We're talking today with Sue Pekeny. Her book is called Expect the Extraordinary, Angelic Messages, Spiritual Encounters, and the Soul of the Sky. And it's been a pleasure talking with you today, Sue. And what's your next book project?
The next book project, this is a working title only, and it's about chasing my soul. And I don't have it quite worked out yet, but it is going to be about the near-death experiences, because multiple near-death experiences happen, but to a very small percentage of people who have had at least one. So I'm working with two other women. They both happen to be experts in their field. One is Dr. P.M.H. Atwater, and she is probably now one of the premier experts on near-death experiences. She's had three within 1 year. And then I'm working with Lynn Claire Dennis. She lives in Europe. She's an American, and she has spent 30 years bringing back, if you will, connecting with the scientific information she was giving when she had her three near-death experiences. And they both are talking about the interconnectedness of all of us. So the work that I'm going to be doing in this next book is about bridging. And that means every one of us, as we find our passion, are a bridge for someone else to find theirs. And so it's about chasing my soul, which is, I guess, what I've been doing all these years. So that's kind of what it looks like right now.
Well, we'll be looking forward to your next book, and I hope you'll come back when it actually does come out and talk to us again. PMH Atwater was one of my earlier sources and people on my program, and her work with near-death experiences is something that, if you're interested in that, you ought to go see what she had to say.
Yes, she's very gifted, and she's a prolific writer and has done just an extraordinary amount of work. Extraordinary.
And she lives in Virginia like you do, I believe.
She does. She lives in Charlottesville, which is where the University of Virginia is located, and the Virginia Medical School.
Right. Okay, well, once again, Expect the Extraordinary by Sue Pekeny, and you can get it at Amazon or at her website. And is that website SueBikini.com?
It is.
Okay, so we got all the contact information. Sue, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, Wynn, it's been terrific, and it was wonderful speaking with you. It's always a pleasure, always, always.
Thank you.